Hi, my name is Ross Fisher. I'm a consultant paediatric surgeon and I work in Sheffield Children's Hospital in England. Many people know me as Folliot from P-Cubed presentations and may have seen me on stage. Recently I was at Fix 17 in New York as a guest of Dara, the amazing Dara Kass. And something that may confuse people is the idea that I may have issues of poor self-worth and deprecation and issues of self-critique. A few years ago, I was working in a different hospital and I was at a particularly low ebb in my life for lots of reasons. And then one day things got worse. I was looking after a child with a condition called Hirschsprung disease. That's a congenital abnormality of neonatal colon where the nerves don't work. The way I explain it to family members is it's rather like having a cell phone with no SIM card. You can turn it on, but it doesn't receive the appropriate messages that are sent from other places, in other words, your brain, and so the bowel doesn't work, it stays shut. And these newborns are in serious trouble if we do nothing for them. So what we do is once the diagnosis is made, we do a stoma. And then a few months later, we do reconstructive surgery, remove the diseased section of bowel and bring down an anastomose to the anus, rectum and anus, functioning colon. And I did this for this small child. He was very well and went home and about a month later came back very sick indeed. In fact, what happened was that he developed a complication of the disease, not the surgery, but the disease called Hirschsprung enterocolitis and gram-negative septicemia. And despite everything we could do, the child died. In the United Kingdom, for these sudden deaths, we often end up going to what's called the coroner's court, which is a legal process that is gone through and determine exactly what happened. It's not about finding blame, but as I'm sure you can understand, that's a very difficult time for the family to have to go through and a very, very difficult time for the physicians involved in the care. Bless them, this family were destroyed by what had happened, and at the court, they were unable to even look at me or accept my apologies, and it was a bad time for us all. And that fed into my issues of poor self-value and self-doubt and self-deprecation, and things got worse and worse. I stumbled through, and about a year later, I was on call for paediatric surgery and received a telephone call from Birmingham, which is the next big city to where I used to work. And they said that they had a child they believed had Hirschsprung disease, a newborn baby, and wondered if we could take over her care. And I said, yes, that would be fine. And set about arranging the transfer. And as I was doing it, the doctor who was referring the patient to me said, there is an issue, I'm afraid. You need to know that this family previously had a child with Hirschsprung disease. I said, well, you know, that's common. And they said, no, the issue is not that. The issue is that you looked after their child and he died. You know, how do you feel about that? So immediately I said, well, you know, of course, it's not a problem. We can still accept the child, and what I will do is have one of my colleagues look after this baby. And the doctor said, no, what I need you to know is that the family know that you would be in charge of their child, and they insist they do want you to look after their new baby. And that really struck me. That was a huge moment in my life, knowing what they knew, knowing who I was, and their trust in me. And what that changed was my view of myself, not because of myself, because I am and continue to be a struggle to view myself, but because of how they viewed me. And I think the value in telling this story is that for those of us who struggle with our own self-worth, it's not about how you think you do, but how others know that you do, and how that family placed their trust in me because of what they knew of me, and they understood that however hard it was to accept what had happened, that it wasn't my fault, and that they still trusted me that I would do the best for their next child. Humbled as I was, we took over the care of their baby, we did the surgery, and she is now 9 years of age. She's a beautiful little girl, and I'm humbled to be a part of her life. So my message to you is, sometimes when things are bad and we have such a very low view of ourselves, it's important to see how others actually do view us, not what we think they think, but how they do. And because of that family, it turned my life around.